Third pack of Kedushin, Mishnah 13, Yud Gimel. Rabbi Taufa Neumann Yechoel Mamzeim Litoha. I have a way of making a mamzer kosher to be a Jewish person. The question is, how can you do that? Whether the father or the mother is mamzer, no matter who he marries, the child's going to be a mamzer. Ketzad has this done. Mamzer Shenosu Shivcha. If the mamzer marries a Shivcha Kananis, have lad Eved, their child, like we said in the previous Mishnah, since the mother's a Shivcha, the child is an Eved. So the child does not relate to the father at all. It's considered some other entity. Memegla, now it's a regular Eved, Shichiro, after you free him, then he starts his life as a Jew. And Nims is a Ben Chayrim, the child is a Ben Chayrim. Avleza, Oymer, Hariza, Eved Mamzer. Avleza says, no, Mamzer, there's no way of cleaning him out. He's an Eved Mamzer. Might be passing the Tanakama, that the child is a kosher child. Now, the reason why we picked the case of the Shifcha is because we pass that a mamzer is allowed to marry a shifcha, so this is a way of doing it lachatchila. But for the mamzer to marry a non-Jewish woman, even though the child would also be her child and not his child, and b'diyev, if the child will be misguided afterwards, will be a kosher Jew, it's also for a mamzer to marry a non-Jewish person. You can marry a shifcha because she has the status of a partial Jew. But a mamzer, a Jewish mamzer, cannot marry a goy.